The renowned Western swing band leader, Bob Wills, would joyously call out in mid-song, "Take it away, Leon," bringing on a crowd-pleasing instrumental solo by steel guitar maestro Leon McAuliffe. But now comes another Leon who's such an off-key, screechy Wall Street billionaire that crowds are shouting, "Go away, Leon." He is hedge fund huckster Leon Cooperman, who first gained public notoriety when he compared Barack Obama's election to Hitler's rise to power, and he later was dubbed Crybaby Cooperman after he got all teary-eyed during a TV interview in which he decried the vilification of billionaires. The sad rich man was weeping about Senator Elizabeth Warren's proposal to make the uber-rich pay a modest surtax on the excessive fortunes of money manipulators like him. For a while, Leon did go away. But this January, the whiner was back on TV, blaming stock market gyrations on manipulations by people, quote, sitting at home getting their pandemic checks from the government. Then he plunged again into deep self-pity, deploring the likelihood that Biden will join Senator Warren's call for the rich to pay their fair share of taxes. "This fair share is a bullshit concept," he wailed. "It's just a way of attacking wealthy people." Then he appealed to the real victims of the pandemic to rally behind billionaires like him. "We make the world, quote, a substantially better place with our donations to charity," he asserted, pleading for public gratitude and exclaiming, "We all got to work together." This is Jim Hightower saying, "Together? While working class and poor people have been knocked down, cut off, and stomped on in the past year, America's 651 billionaires, including Cooperman, have collectively jacked up their wealth by $1 trillion, an average of $1.5 billion each."
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.